Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's that Learfield guys everywhere.
Time to turn around. We have a fun show coming up for you today. To talk to one of the writers in the Washington Post who covers Maryland football, Bob Grove from the Penguins, talking about the Penguins today, who have not played well. And here we are the day before Thanksgiving. And on this day before Thanksgiving, a lot to be thankful for, obviously. But above all, I want you to all be safe and sound as you travel out there during this Thanksgiving holiday. I know it's going to get bitterly cold tomorrow. You can sit there and say, well, he's sitting in Cancun. He doesn't really care, except I'll be back with you tomorrow. So I'm worried. Like, when we finally get back, we have to go to Pittsburgh first and then bus back up. It's a nice game, by the way. It's 8:30 with Bradley Ron beginning at 8 o'clock this evening. So I've already had people say, hey, what did you do today? Well, let's see. I worked on Penn State and Bradley till 1:30 this morning. Then I got this morning. I wrote a script that Channel 3 needed for the next Roar project we're doing, so I took care of that. I printed off my charts because I updated everything else and got it ready this morning. Took care of that, and I've done an interview about Trace McSorley this morning that somebody wanted from me, so I took care of that. So, I've been a busy bee here for a while. And what have you been doing, Sean? You probably did more work than I did.
Yeah, pretty crazy around here. It's always jamming 5 days of work into three leading into Thanksgiving. So no time to kick back and prop your feet back. We'll do that tomorrow while we enjoy Thanksgiving and football. And for those across the valley, we may have some snow squalls developing into this evening. So just take her slow and easy, because this is one of the biggest travel days of the entire year, and make sure you get there safe. So hang with us in case we get any weather-related info in. We'll make sure we pass it along, put it on our Facebook and all that for you.
Well, not only that, with the snow squall, you're going along and everything's fine, and all of a sudden, boom, you're in it. That's why you really need to take it very, very easy.
Yeah, they're very deceiving. You think you're going to be in a blizzard for like the next 4, 5, 6 hours, but it throws down. It can throw down a lot of snow in a very short period of time.
Yeah, and the visibility becomes next to nothing. That's what's so tough about a snow squall. We are going to have a show Friday. The King will be joining us on Friday. I know you've worked really hard this week. I've worked hard this week. Must be nice to be in one of those cushy jobs where you can take off a week, maybe a little bit in the next week, and have no contact with anybody.
Yeah.
Who has that kind of job?
That'll be me next week.
Well, but you earned your vacation.
Well, I appreciate that.
You earned your vacation. That's the difference. You earned yours. Meanwhile,
no, I've actually had to contact Sue DeRoney for a couple things the last few days, and he's gotten back to me right away. So whether that means it's been a boring couple of days for him, he hasn't been too busy, I don't know. So.
Yeah. The response was, what do you want?
They still need
me. That's great. You got back to me right away. What do you want? I'm resting. It's been an exhausting month. I sold something. I had to write an order. It's been a while.
Orders from headquarters.
I sold something. I wrote an order. I'm gassed.
I'm going to lunch.
I got a lot of worries.
Or as I like to call it, the 2-hour power lunch hour.
2 hour power lunch hour. That's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, by the way, for those heading to Beaver Stadium for Senior Day on Saturday, just so you know, the parking situation, it's pretty much going to be the same as what it was for the Wisconsin game. So if you did do the shuttles, expect the shuttles again. Grass lots will be closed. So just try your best to find some paved parking, get to a nearby shuttle, and they'll get you to the game safely.
I mean, it's a necessary closure. I mean, look, I went past those parking lots on Sunday morning, and this is before it snowed. It was after it snowed because I was back. To be honest with you, Sean, I shouldn't say Sunday. Sunday morning? I guess it was Sunday morning I went past it. I did. I've only been back in State College, 12 hours total since Wednesday last week. So, I've been living out of a suitcase since Wednesday last week. So I went past, everything's snow covered. It's a mess. Now maybe the sun's melted some of it, but it's all mud now. And of course, everybody has that feeling of, well, I'm not going to get stuck. Now the other guy might get stuck, but I'm not going to get stuck. And it turns out you get stuck.
Yeah. We've had quite a bit of thawing here the last few days. Starting to see more pavement, starting to see more, patches of grass, but once we get these flurries and squalls, out of the way and out of the valley tonight, we should be pretty, it's going to be pretty cold for Thanksgiving tomorrow, as you said. But a next chance for rain, ironically enough, will happen on Saturday. He's calling for rain and not snow.
I know. Be better if it was snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, cold, raw rain, not a good feeling.
Yeah, not great. I know we've already made the decision that we're going to be doing the pregame show in the booth for Saturday. So we already know that. We already know what the conditions are going to be. But look, it's Thanksgiving now. Are you going to sit back? Are you going to watch football? There are three games tomorrow. Again, I can't watch any. I've got a full travel day in front of me tomorrow. So I won't be able to see probably even a second of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we'll try to get as much football in as we can. I know we're heading over to mom-in-law's tomorrow. We're all going to get together at 2 o'clock for our turkey and catch some football, get her Christmas tree up and the decorations and all that. So,
well, I'm going to take some time on Friday morning to do that. You know, because the first thing I have to do on Friday when I get back is I have to sit down with James Franklin at 12:30, and then I've got my shows in the afternoon, and then I'm done at 5. But the morning I have off. I mean, the work I did this morning here allows me to take Friday morning off, so I'll be able to sleep in. And I think I'm going to, sit there, maybe put it, I'm the one, believe it or not, I am the one that actually decorates my house for Christmas. Right? That actually is, one of the things I do. Because, look, she does so much. I mean, my goodness. She does so much. I mean, like I said, I'm this is a 9-day span where I'm essentially gone the entire time. Who do you think's been carrying the load there? I can tell you who it hasn't been. I already know that part. But I've always taken the lead on doing that. That's why you guys kid me about, you already did the bushes. Well, guess what? When it was snowing last week, guess whose bushes were already done?
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Who's smart now?
What? Okay. Winner. although I guess she said one of the dogs had tangled up in one of them. I'm going to have to fix it. I said, I don't care. But, I've got all the grandchildren coming in on Sunday. They'll all be there. In fact, they're going to be there Sunday and Monday, as a matter of fact, all together. So that'll be a blast. All five of them. It'll be the first time I've had all five of them together at once because Madeline was just born last month. Okay. So it's the first time. So, that'll be starting on Sunday. So I want to have, even though, look, she's going to be 6 weeks old or whatever, 7 weeks old, right? I still want it to look nice for all of them. That way it looks like Christmas for all of them. It's like a preview of coming attractions. So I'm going to do some stuff Friday morning to do that. I've already got the Maryland game prepared. I did all that work. We had, we had a 3.5-hour, 4-hour plane trip down here on Sunday. Well, I always do my work chart-wise on Sunday for the game. And I did all that work on the plane. All right, got it all done, all finished. All right, well, now I've got, when I get back, I just have to do maybe a tweak here and a tweak there. And then you go from there. So I'll have time, some time Friday morning to casually do it. Then maybe when I'm done Friday night with our show here, and the King has already, you know, put together a 6-0, 7-0 record on his picks. Well, they'll finish it up on Friday night. You'll have the place looking decent for everybody. I think, you know, they try and make it a little fun. You know, we put up a Christmas tree in our family room, and then eventually in a couple weeks we'll put up a real one in the living room. Right? So the we have an artificial one. Ever tell you the artificial tree story?
Never got that one. I remember the it was either last year or the year before when you guys went shopping for the real tree. Yeah.
Oh, that was a disaster.
Yeah, it was like 14 feet tall.
Now, this one I will not take the blame for. I'll take the blame for most things. But I said, I think we ought to go. No. It won't be fresh. I'm like, okay, fine. So we go out there, and it's like, it's so cold that when they went, they couldn't bale the thing and put it in the wrapping because it was snapping all the branches. I said, this is going to be bad. And I must have put it up on the top of the car in such a way where, like, I'm going up a hill on 322. And even a trucker backed off. I thought, that can't be good. I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and this trucker is backing off. I'm thinking, I don't know. I must have done something wrong up there, because I can hear the thing rolling around up there.
Traffic update from Seven Springs.
So then we get it home. We put the thing up. Okay, I decorate it. Actually, you decorate it. It looks really nice, the whole thing. It's really kind of big, wide, whatever. And then it fell over. My new son-in-law is sitting there like, oh, he's trying to help out. We're like, okay. They brought up weights from the basement to weight down the back of the tree to keep it from falling down again. The artificial tree. Years ago, we thought, you know, it'd be nice to have do the two Christmas tree thing. Just for, you know, because, you know, two separate rooms, right? So we went over and we saw a place, you know, and it's after Christmas, so we're going to get a discount. Yeah. Okay, great. And then, of all places, we went to Sears in the Nittany Mall, which is since closed. And we go over, and they're like, yeah, this is pretty nice. I like this tree. You know, it's for an artificial tree. Right. What's it normally priced? Well, it's normally priced $350. Like, not $350 for that, but we're going to give it to you for $29.95. Well, want cash?
Boom. I'll peel that off for you. Sure.
Hey, here, you don't mind here. You don't even have to make change. Here. Here's a 20 and a 10. We got, first of all, it's not worth $350. Okay. All right. But it's also worth way more than $29.95.
Yes.
They were just trying to get rid of it.
Help me help you.
That is the kind of sale that screams me.
Yes. I can tell you this. We bought a new tree last weekend. We did not pay that much. We paid a lot more. I think we paid that times 10. Well, the one we had last year, about the middle part of the tree, it's a pre-lit, and about a third of the lights, one-fourth to one-third of the lights were not working. That pre-lit tree did not make the cut when we made the move Labor Day weekend. So Deb's already been laser focused, you know, since Labor Day weekend. Yeah, we're going Christmas tree shopping. Well, we did that last weekend after the Rutgers game, and got a great deal. It's a beautiful tree. This is actually the earliest we have the tree up already. We'll have it finished, decorated probably.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just working on a little bit at a time, and works out nice. And it's a little slimmer compared to the other tree, just because of the dimensions in our new place. But it's working great.
Oh yeah, no, I'll put the artificial tree up this weekend, but the real tree will be 2 weeks. We're not waiting until December 22nd. I can tell you that.
You'll be able to find one for $25.
Yeah, that. No, but we'll put a real tree up in a couple of weeks, but the artificial one I'll put up in the family room and get that done. So, I mean, that's what I'll do, and I want to make it look nice for the grandchildren when they get there. And then I'll do all sorts of dastardly things, such as, want some candy? right before dinner. Dad, what are you doing? Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I'm sharing some candy with the kids. Or let's play Monster Chase. They're getting all wound up. What? I'm just having fun with the kids. Oh, I am the bad guy. All right. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
SMC is where you want to be for your next new F-150, and everything starting with E. Make 2018 a November to remember with savings up to $13,000 on your next new Ford F-150. Sunbury Motors has F-150s starting at $25,669. All SUVs with the letter E will plummet in price for SMC's November to remember. 67 Ford Escapes, 23 Echo Sports, 22 Explorers, all at one location. Brand new Ford Escapes starting at an unheard of $17,820. If you haven't looked into the all-new Ford EcoSport, now is the time. 2019 Ford EcoSports start at $19,880. SMC has the SUV that started it all, the Ford Explorer, for under $32,000. Hurry in now to SMC so you can show off your brand new Ford at your holiday dinner or to the buddies at Deer Camp. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Okay, here's the latest alert we have on the weather. Now, because obviously here, it's gorgeous, obviously. It's 84 degrees here. But here's the weather statement. Snow squall hazards. Snow squall accompanied by winds of up to 35 miles per hour can rapidly reduce visibility to less than a quarter of a mile. Right now at 3:19, so it's about 8 minutes ago, the snow squall band was along a line extending from 7 miles northeast of Brookville to near Kettle Creek State Park to near Shunk and moving southeast to 20 miles per hour. The squall will be near Shunk at 325, so that would be now. Lincoln Falls at 330, Renovo at 335, South Renovo at 340, and so forth. So just watch this. Now, for those driving on I-80, this includes areas between Dubois and Danville, specifically from mile marker 97 Dubois to 215, just west of Danville. So this includes I-99, mile markers 82 to 85, and Interstate 180 from mile markers 1 to 29. So they want you to be aware of the snow squall as it passes through. So those of you traveling on 80 right now, just be aware of it, especially in the next 10 minutes to 45 minutes. Be aware of it as you're traveling on 80. Be aware of it as you get past the exit 224 Danville as you're heading west. Okay, so just be aware of that. Hey, by the way, near the Danville exit, probably, I don't know if you've been able to see it at all because it's probably a little further east. This guy, I come back from Rutgers on a Saturday. He's got this huge jar decorated. Damn, it's heading west on my right-hand side. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Griswold-esque.
No, but I'm just saying, I looked at it. I mean, they did a great job. All right, Bob Grove on the Penguins next half hour. Then we'll talk about Maryland at 4:06.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Take advantage of the sales at Sunbury Motors because, look, they're, you know, you get to the end of the month in November, there's a certain number of cars they want to sell. They're going to make sure that you're going to get the best deal that fits your budget. You're going to be dealing with the best. People are going to understand who you are and what your needs happen to be. It's Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you with us. Thanksgiving, of course, is coming up tomorrow. There'll be a full day of NFL games. I'll miss them because of the travel tomorrow. But there wasn't really a game that intrigued me. I think both games, you know, all three games are good games. But I'm looking forward to the college games coming up on Friday. You've got Texas playing West Virginia. That should be pretty good. And you know, it's a weekend where you're not only, of course, you know, the whole world gets, you know, Ohio State against Michigan. It's the game. You know, after a while, you know, from the publicity arm. Yeah, this year it's a big game. There have been other years it hasn't been a big game. Just hasn't been. I'm going to talk about each Penn State senior in the last half hour of the show, plus, or at least starting after I'm done talking with Emily from the Washington Post. I'll start doing that in the next half hour. Just, I mean, just a little thumbnail on each one, so you just, you know, what I've seen from them in 4 or 5 years, depending on who it may be. We'll talk about that, and then, of course, preview the game tonight with Bradley, taking place here in Cancun for the Cancun Challenge Championship. That is 8:30 tonight, and we're on beginning at 8 o'clock this evening. And then we should have football tomorrow we're airing, right, Sean?
Yes, we will have all three NFL games on WKOK tomorrow. And, of course, you back home in time for Penn State, Maryland on Saturday, 2 p.m. airtime here on WKOK. And just let everybody know what's going on Sunday. Bucknell basketball is traveling up to Vermont to take on the Catamounts. Sunday afternoon, Eagle 107. That's a 1:30 pregame with head coach Nathan Davis. Tip at 2 with Doug Birdsong. So because of the Bucknell game on Eagle 107, for the first time ever, you'll be able to hear the Philadelphia Eagles on 94KX. Eagles Giants on Sunday with a noon pregame and 1 o'clock kick.
Wow.
There you go.
Impressive.
Yes.
Merrill makes the big time.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. He's officially he gets his Hall of Fame status.
Yeah. Penn State led start to finish last night against Wright State. It was a good win against a team that's been to the NCAAs, a perennial 20-game winner that had four of its starters back. And Penn State never trailed last night. Penn State right now is 12th in the nation in defensive efficiency. They are 64th in the nation right now in offensive efficiency, and their three-point defense is 4th in the country right now. That's where they are. They've got Bradley tonight, 8:30. 8 o'clock will be the airtime this evening. Bradley beat SMU tonight. There are reports around here that many of the SMU players at 3 a.m. were out and about before the Bradley game. Okay. So that's coming up tonight. And then did you notice last night, Sean, who ended up in the number 12 spot in the college football playoff run?
That would be Penn State. And how about UCF, one spot ahead of Ohio State?
Well, UCF's going to get in if they keep winning. So that's it's interesting. But 12 is the magic number that gets you into – in other words, Penn State needs to take care of business against a team that – I mean, you're going to watch Maryland, and they are going to fly personnel all over the place before they snap the ball. You've got to really keep an eye on it. They come very close to having two people in motion a lot. They don't. They're very good at it. But they kind of give you that Canadian Football League feeling. It's like, ooh, like, okay. And they hand the ball to McFarland. Or McFarland lines up on the wing, and boom, they run a jet sweep to him. And he's a really good player. They're 12. They need, you know, obviously winning the game would be really big for Penn State. Penn State has not been to three consecutive New Year's Six bowl games since 80, 81, and 82. If they were to somehow pull this off, that'd be amazing. Really. I mean, obviously, it's not the season people hoped for. I got that. Believe me. Right? I was as guilty as anybody. I spoke to groups in July and August. And I sat there and said, look, they're really good. I really like it. They got a real shot. I said that. Okay? And I based that on observation of, you know, there have been years where I'm like, well, you know, they might struggle here. They might struggle there. I didn't really think they were going to struggle a lot of places this year. You know, did I hit it right? No. It happens once in a while. People who listen to the show say it happens every day. but that 12 spot, and that's what I talked about last week. If they can get the 12, now a wide range of possibilities opens up. Well, they got the 12. Now they got to finish it. They got to beat Maryland. So that is going to be an interesting game on Saturday against Maryland. All right, hockey. Since there are snow squalls out there, we should talk hockey. The Penguins are not playing well right now. With that, we bring in Bob Grove. Bob, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Steve, thanks so much. Same to you and to all your listeners out there. It's great to be on with you.
It's great to be on with you. You know, it's interesting. Locker rooms change all the time because there's comings and goings. But just because you make additions doesn't mean you have chemistry. Where are the Penguins right now in the chemistry scale to you?
About where they are on the standing scale, which is pretty low, to be honest with you.
To your
point, it didn't do a lot to this team in the offseason. You know, you brought Matt Cullen in, you got rid of Connor Sherry among the regular guys, right? But the chemistry is, and, you know, Jim Rutherford has talked about this, but when I watch them play, Steve, it's just, I don't know right now, I mean, they'd never say this, but I don't know that they trust each other. You know what I mean? I don't know that they just feel like if I make a mistake, my teammate will have my back. Not because they don't want to have their back. It's just that they're not executing. You know, so it's not a real bad situation. But I just don't feel like these guys right now are going out and they're all on the same page and they all understand the challenges that each of them has. They're just breakdowns just all over the place. And, right now you can't depend on them to play 60 minutes. They played 30 minutes the other night against Buffalo. They built a 4-1 lead and they just coasted. Meanwhile, the Sabres, you know, took it to a different level and won the game.
Well, let me talk about that take it to a different level. This is something that Sidney Crosby, Geno Malkin, and, you know, a guy like Chris Letang would all understand. The Penguins, of course, are a marquee team. You know, you walk in and they're going to automatically sell tickets because they're in town, even though a lot of these places are sold out. But they would sell extra tickets because the Penguins are in town. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's an understanding amongst the other players, like the guys who are maybe in the 10 through 20 range? Do they understand that they're the team they're by guns for every night?
I think they do. They understand it, but this particular group hasn't been able to deal with it. Right now, if you're a player dressing for the Penguins, you're in that room after every practice, after every game, before it, et cetera, one thing you definitely understand, and that's missing the playoffs is completely unacceptable. I mean, this is – forget about missing the playoffs. This is a team that's trying to win another cup, okay? It's not just getting to the – so they get it. They know that this is a team that worries other teams in some respects, which is trying to contain all this talent they have up front. But right now, quite frankly, there are a lot of NHL teams that are not worried about playing the Penguins. They understand they're dangerous. They get that. And the superstars could go off at any time. But if you can grind out 60 minutes, stick to a game plan against this team, work them low, work them in the defensive zone, you can beat them. And that's the absolute truth right now.
Bob, the last time we talked, there was Mike Sullivan was working with as many different combinations trying to find something that worked with his lines. Where is he with that right now?
Well, he stabilized it a bit, but, you know, some of it's been forced by injury. So, you know, with Broussard coming back, that's mixed things up a little bit. And, you know, the one thing that happened in the Buffalo game now is he's finally put Kessel back with Malkin, which I think is the right move. And both of those guys are streaking. You know, Kessel has points in 5 straight, Malkin in 4 straight, and I think they need each other right now for sure. So I'd say it's stabilized, but, you know, it's always – when you're losing like this, it's always going to continue to change. And, you know, it doesn't look like there are a lot of – well, I shouldn't say that. Sid's coming back tonight. So Crosby's coming back. Let's see what that line looks like, and let's see – it looks like Ricola's in and Ruedel's out, so there's still changes. And I think you can expect a certain amount of changes to continue, Steve, because they've lost 9 of 10 games, and every button he pushes, they're not working.
Right. I mean, Bob, you and I aren't coaches, but, I mean, you're such a keen observer of the game and of this team. So if I were to pull you aside and say, okay, on this particular night, who would you put on the line with Crosby, because that's what you see and you think works, and who would you put on the line with Malkin?
I'd leave the Malkin line alone, because if he keeps Kessel there, it's going to be, you know, Kessel on his right, as I mentioned, who needs to be there, and Tanner Pearson, the newest Penguin who had a goal and an assist in his last game, leave him on the left side in the former spot occupied by Carl Hagelin before he was traded. And I'd put Jake Guentzel on the left side of Crosby, and I'd put Patrick Hornquist on the right side, and I would just leave it at that.
Okay. I mean, that's what I do. Being to me, because that, I mean, I think there's enough history with everybody there where I think it works. Now, defensive combinations. And that to me is the bottom line. Has it worked in the past? I think there are reasons why something has worked. it's okay to experiment once in a while, but to me, when you know something does have a history of working, it's something I think you got to lean on once in a while.
Yeah, there's absolutely that. There's that familiarity, and I just, you know, Gensel's gotten himself to the point where he's on pace to have about a 30 goal season, which would be a career high for him. So that's good. I would leave Gensel and Crosby together, and I like Hornquist playing on that line. I don't like him getting third line minutes. I like him getting first or second line minutes. That's just what I would do with him. And you let Broussard be the third liner to, you know, maybe play with Rust and Simon. We'll see how the lines all shake out. But on the defensive side, you mentioned the other thing he did against Buffalo the other night, Mike Sullivan, is he got Dumoulin back with Letang. And I actually think that Jack Johnson was okay. He was fine with Letang, but nobody on this team, really, outside of Kessel and Malkin, to be honest with you, has played together more than Dumoulin and Letang. And so he put those two together, and, you know, I think that's probably the right move. I think Letang is just having despite everything else going on around him, he's having a terrific season. Dumoulin, kind of an average season. I think he needs to be back with Letang. I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to me, too, because to me, Letang's a little bit different kind of defenseman, the way he plays. I think you have to have somebody with him that understands that, and that back-of-the-hand understanding of how he wants to play, I think it makes them more effective.
Yeah. What you have with Dumoulin is when Letang takes a gamble and a chance, he's more likely than anybody else on the defensive corps to understand what's about to happen and be in a position to recover if bad things happen. And to be fair to Chris, a lot of bad things happened to him last year, not so much this year. I think he's been much smarter about it.
I think it's since game one, I think he's been really, really good. I mean, since game one, opening night.
Oh, I agree. I mean, he's back to playing, you know, about as well as you can expect him to play. I mean, it's not just managing the risk. It's getting pucks to the net. It's his work on the power play. It's his work in the defensive zone. I mean, it's the whole thing. I mean, all the bobbles he kept having last season with decisions with the puck and everything, they're not totally gone. I mean, every defenseman has some times when things don't go right, but he's been a rock back there for them. He really has been.
What about the goalie part of it? Because, you know, when you get to a lead and a team thinks they can coast home, now you have to have a goalie that has to stand on your head and keep you in the game. I mean, now, obviously, I don't think they have that, but I think they can have a rock-solid situation there. What do you think of it?
Well, they could, theoretically, but they certainly don't right now. I mean, and Casey DeSmith is playing tonight. So this will be his fifth start in seven games. And from, you know, so Matt Murray, as we all know, struggling big time.
Yeah,
you know, he sat out. You know, he watched three games in a row. He got a chance to come back a bit. Now he's back on the sidelines again. DeSmith, this is a big chance for Casey DeSmith. And quite frankly, he was very average against the Sabres. He just didn't. The Penguins right now, Steve, when they need a big, big save from their goalie, they're not getting it. It doesn't really matter which one. And look, Casey DeSmith has been good. I mean, you look at his numbers, he's been good, but the last couple of games, I go back to the Ottawa game where he came off the bench in relief, and I look at the last game against Buffalo, he was not all that great. And he has an opportunity in front of him. I mean, if he were to just get on another role like he was, you know, a few weeks ago, I think they'd have to keep playing them. Now, they have their first set of back-to-back games are coming up this weekend, and they're probably going to split those two up, and I think that's preordained. But there's a big chance in front of Casey Smith, and he's got to get his game to another level too. He's been good, but the last couple games have left me wanting something, and Matt Murray, quite frankly, is kind of a mess right now. And this is why you think, Steve, people are talking a lot now about the Penguins missing the playoffs, and I think this is not a shot against Casey DeSmith. I just think they sink or swim with Matt Murray, and right now they are sinking big time.
Right. I agree with that because, look, to me that's one spot in the ice where you can't be functional. Yeah, we're functional there. That's not good enough if you want to get anywhere.
No, that's right. No, it's absolutely right. So, and hey, to be honest, I'll say one other thing about it. Matt Murray needs his team to help him. So he has a lot of work he has to do on his own to figure out whatever it is going on with this game, whether it's technical or mental. And I think my sense is it's probably more mental than anything right now. But
right.
His teammates need to help him. And when the next time he starts a game, they got to try to button up their defensive game. Not that they shouldn't. They should be doing this with every goaltender. But, you know, this is what it means when you pick up a teammate.
Yeah.
You know? You pick up a teammate.
Right. A teammate that, by the way, has backstopped a couple of Stanley Cups for you. And then there's the other part. I know we'll talk between now and Christmas, obviously. But what do you think the Penguins need to do between now and Christmas to kind of start to right the ship? What's a record that they should be thinking about that gets them on track where they hit Christmas with a lot more confidence?
Well, I would say this, Steve. I wouldn't put any numbers to a record per se, but they're third from the bottom in the overall standings. They're last in the East. Okay, so here's what I would say they need to do, and a little small history lesson. The last time the Penguins were out of a playoff spot on Thanksgiving Day was 2007.
Okay.
They played Thanksgiving Day. In fact, it's the last time they've played on Thanksgiving Day that year. They went up to Ottawa for a game, and they were losing 5-3 with 15 minutes to go. They ended up winning the game in a shootout, 6-5. It turned their season around. They went on a run of 7 wins in 8 games, and they kind of never looked back, and they came within 2 victories of winning the Stanley Cup that season. And I'm not saying that's going to happen to the Penguins. What I'm saying, what they need is they need to go on a sustained run. Not that they got to win 8 in a row, but they need to reel off a bunch of wins in a shorter amount of time. You know, win 7 out of 10, win, you know,
right,
6 out of 8, whatever it is. Get themselves back in the mix, because even though they're last in the East, they're not that far from, you know, a playoff spot. But as you know, what the problem is, you got to leap over 8 teams to get there. And if you get into December and you're still last, history will tell you you're probably going to miss.
Yeah, you're playing golf in April if that's where you are at that particular point. Bob, we always appreciate everything you do. I know Thanksgiving is coming up tomorrow. To you and yours, happy Thanksgiving, and believe me, we're grateful for all the time that you give us.
Well, I'm grateful that you asked me to be on with you. It means a lot to me, Steve. Thanks so much, and best to you and all your listeners.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.